So why would you even need psychic self-defense? I mean, it almost sounds so mysterious and so strange that we wouldn't really need anything like that. I mean, it's a little bizarre, right? When you think about it, though, in terms of mind-to-mind communication, we talked about in the mind-to-mind section, that any thought that you have that is intensified and has emotion attached to it conducts elicits a response somehow, some way, and it also has the ability to either heal or to hurt. And so anytime you're mad at somebody or you're angry with them and you're thinking about them in the wrong way, you are psychically sending them a message that could hurt them. It's making them feel bad, quite possibly. I mean, come on, everybody's been in a situation where they've been mad at somebody, maybe their spouse or their girlfriend or boyfriend, and you storm around the house and you don't have to say a word and they can feel it. And you're probably saying some bad words under your breath about how bad that person is and how you don't like them and you would, you know, wish they weren't there and all kind of other things. It's totally destructive. It's totally negative. And it doesn't help the other person. Until you switch your mindset around, you'll never resolve the conflict. Never resolve the conflict. And that is a portion as an involuntary type of situation where you're not intentionally trying to hurt somebody, but you could actually hurt somebody. The stronger your energy gets, the stronger it will be, which means every thought that you now have coming out of your mind is going to have a greater effect on every aspect of your life, both positively and negatively. And a lot of times when I work with people with energy, as they start to increase it, they love to experience the positive side effects, but they don't realize the negative side effects of being in a bad mood and using energy. Because if you use energy while you're in a bad mood, it's going to be a negative, destructive type of situation you're going to incur. It's not going to be a positive one. By the same token, there are individuals out there that if they know how to use the energy, can use it to harm you. Now, how would they use it to harm you? They would use it exactly in the fashion that I just told you not to, which means they emotionally intensify onto you. And they send you energy that is negative, energy that will hurt you. They may actually even go into your dreams and cause you to have nightmares. Now, these are things that they sound bizarre, but everything that we're talking about is mind-to-mind communication. It's energy. And so if that's the case, if you can use it for good, if you can use it to get and extract information from people, why not instill information that is negative, that is destructive? Certainly can do that. And that's what we want to protect ourselves against in this situation. Now, that could be probably an extreme form of psychic self-defense where you have to actually protect yourself against somebody like that. But it could be as simple as just wanting to block somebody from contacting you or actually reading your thoughts, which I've become quite good at. When I first got started in this, I knew that people could actually, I could feel people picking information from my brain. And I eventually had to learn how to shut the door so that you really couldn't have access to my mind. Now, obviously, somebody that's good enough will gain access to your mind. The question is if they're extremely good. I'm going to give you some tips and techniques that are going to show you how to protect your mind, protect your body, protect your energy from individuals that are going to try to manipulate it in the wrong way. It's very important that you take these things to heart and set yourself up a precedent so that you can be protected in all areas so that you don't have to worry about somebody messing with you in an energetic level. And trust me, I've had people mess with me in these areas before, and it's extremely distracting. Even if it's not something that causes a physical damage, if it causes you mental damage or emotional damage in terms of giving you bad feelings, that's all you need, and it removes your productivity from the situation that you're doing in your everyday life. So again, these are things that we want to protect against so that we don't have to deal with it. I mean, it's just like somebody sending you if somebody just sent you 100 emails every 10 minutes, it wouldn't hurt you. It might not even hurt your computer, but I got news for you. It'd be extremely annoying, and it would cut down on your productivity in terms of what you were looking to do in that particular day. So again, it doesn't always have to be the extreme, but it can. It could always just be something that is extremely annoying. So we're going to give you some good ideas with exactly how to protect yourself.